KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. You know, the Christmas toy drive is on at Calvary Church, and Zanetta Crocker and Allison Acree are kind of in charge of that community outreach. Welcome, ladies, to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
So tell us about the Christmas toy drive here at Calvary Church.
All right. Well, we are collecting new toys for children as young as little infants, babies, up through 18 years old. And those are distributed to families around our community. We have several different things planned already with the toys. We have, and I say toys, but they're also gifts. We'll talk about the older kids in a little bit. We don't necessarily want to give them toys. But anyway, we're doing our first distribution is coming up on the 18th. Where we partnered with three South Valley schools, and we will have toys organized. We're taking 800 toys there, and we're having a drive-through distribution. So it'll be super fun. We partnered with some members of our church here. They're such great people. They own some McDonald's franchises, mm-hmm. and the families are going to get breakfast and don't even know it. They're going to get breakfast, and they'll drive through. They'll get their gifts, and they'll go a little bit further, and we'll offer them wrapping paper and tape. So it's a real fun event. We'll have music going, Christmas music and, you know, Santa hats and all the fun stuff. So yeah. That's where we're starting.
And again, you mentioned wrapping paper, tape. Mm-hmm. Those are things you can donate to. And let's emphasize new toys.
Yes.
Because
please.
These parents are going to have an opportunity to wrap these gifts. Mm-hmm. I always had my daughters wrap gifts, just confession time. Because my wrapping is not good. But it's a fun family thing. They get to pick up the toys and then they have something for the children on Christmas morning. I mean, I can see the smiles and the laughter and the joy right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of work. And because we live in the Mañana state of New Mexico,
we gotta
encourage our listeners. Boy, we gotta have you drop off toys as soon as possible. Right. You can drop them off at Calvary Osuna and I'm assuming also at the West Side.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us a little bit about, let's go to that age specific toy thing. So this might take a minute, because you have children that are infants all the way up to high school age.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The most important thing for infants is, of course, you have to think about the choking hazards. So if there's a toy that you might think would be great for a little 2-year-old, you have to really think about, we can't necessarily give that out if it's something that an infant or a 1-year-old might choke on. So we have to definitely have toys that are specific for that age group, of course.
By the way, Allison, yeah. I do want to mention something. You actually might want to get something for somebody a year to 2 years old. I have two granddaughters that are like 6 months old. Somebody gave my daughter these crazy chew toys, mm-hmm. and those babies love
yes.
them.
Oh, wow.
Because they stick them in their mouth and they're eating, but it's not a choking hazard.
Right.
It's designed for that, but oh, it provides soothing mm-hmm. relief to babies that are getting their teeth in.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the things to think about. You know, definitely when you're shopping, think about what age you're going for and be specific with those things. And then, as Zanetta mentioned, we have kids all the way up to age 18 that we're providing gifts for. So, you know, a Polly Pocket set might not be the thing that we would give a 17-year-old girl. So some of the things that we've been seeing that have been phenomenal are like little to-go or travel-size Axe body spray and deodorant combos for the older guys. And then we actually had some headphones, some AirPods donated. If this was your child or your grandchild or your brother, mm-hmm. think what would they want? And so, again, emphasis on the new gifts. Think, would I give this to my 17-year-old son? So,
yeah. Zanetta, you said something off the air right before we started that I thought was pretty right on the mark. It's go shopping for a toy because it's from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're, this is some, maybe their parents going to give it to them, but you're helping that parent give something extra special to a child.
Yes, you are. And Allison and I were talking about this just a little bit ago, because we're not only doing that toy distribution, but we have families who are calling in, families who need temporal help. We have a couple of different grandparents who have called us, one of them taking custody of four children, and they need help. So it's such a joy when you're out there looking at these gifts and deciding what to buy. I mean, you really are really being the hands and feet of Jesus too. Like, you are doing something to provide for that grandparent, that parent, that they can, you know, just find joy and and get excited about. I'm able to give something to my child or my grandchild in those situations. But and I don't know if I'm gonna, can I keep talking? Are we gonna go into a break? Okay. Okay. We ask for donations of wrapping paper and tape as well, because we really want to try to provide that for the families. I mean, not everybody has these things. As people are calling and having conversations with us over the phone, we're asking them, you know, do you have a need for that? And the answer is yes.
Does anybody actually ever have wrapping tape available? Like, I always ran out of it.
Wrapping paper and tape? I do.
I like to save mine every year.
We are girls.
I'll get one side of a present wrapped, and I don't have any tape.
Oh, no.
I'm terribly disorganized. Yes. So,
this is why your daughter did it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
So pre-COVID, we actually did one of these toy distributions, and we were able to set up the gifts and families. They had, like, tickets. We worked with the schools. They were able to come in and choose two toys per child. That's the other thing. That's what we're providing, two toys per child. And they were able to shop, and then they would be able to move into, like, a volunteer room that we would set up where volunteers would actually wrap the gifts for the parents, and the parents would just fill out, like, the name tag and stick it on the gift. And in this case, we're not able to do that because we're kind of technically doing the shopping for the parent. Mm-hmm. We've had to change things because of COVID, but it still works great. We did this last year as far as the first toy distribution we're doing, and it seemed to work really great.
And so you have the first toy distribution is on the 18th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's next Saturday.
Yes.
And so we got to have as many toys this week as we possibly can get. Again, drop those off, 4001 Osuna, Calvary Church, the main campus, and also on the west side. I think the west side's only open. Well, I think you can go into SOPO anytime after like 8 a.m. And so maybe leave some things there, and I'm sure they'll get them up here. Great coffee down there, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to some of the things, I guess. Let's give some examples of some toys. Are there still, so I have five children, but they're all grown up. So I'm trying to think back. I remember my kids like superhero kinds of action figures and those kind of things. Those are still kind of popular.
Yeah, definitely. I think I haven't seen it yet, but The Mandalorian's pretty popular some younger guys. Mm-hmm. So, there's definitely action figures like that. Superheroes as well. Definitely.
But don't grab one of these things with little tiny small parts for, say, a four-year-old.
Right. Well, so Zanetta and I, part of our job with this toy distribution and toy drive is that we're going in and sorting all these toys.
Okay.
And so if everybody's getting the same age group of toys, then we have an influx of toys for maybe 2 to 4-year-olds or between 2 and 8, but then we don't have enough for the teenagers or the infants. So
How did you two get a job playing with toys?
It's so great. Best time of the year.
Yeah, we have fun.
Okay, let's talk about some of the young ladies, though. Mm-hmm. Scarves?
Yeah.
How about like a belt? Or, I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, the thing to be thoughtful of when it comes to clothing, and as Zanetta said, we are actually shopping for the parents due to COVID. So just think about if we were to choose a clothing item that might not fit the 16-year-old, then it, you know, we just have to be very careful of that. So we try to stay away from clothing unless it's one size fit all. Mm-hmm. So a belt could be adjustable. Absolutely. The beanies are great, and gloves, socks, usually like fuzzy socks. Those are typically one size fits all for the teenage age. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of like nail polish or makeup kits and things like that. Those are phenomenal. So.
Oh, I know. My daughters always love those little things you can keep your makeup in.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the flexible ones.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't ever like it when I bought them the really hard plastic ones because they'd end up cracking.
Right.
After
like the case to keep the stuff
That's
in.
Right.
Yes. We love those little makeup bags.
Oh, yeah. You can put as much as you can, you know. The box, it's your limited.
Yeah. What about if somebody's going to call and ask about gift cards or anything like that? Is that something you want to stay away from?
The reason why I would say we would try to stay away from them is because some of the families that we are serving, it's not all of them. It's not going to be likely they can get a ride to a Target.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, this first distribution is over in the South Valley. There's not a lot of stores out there, and we don't know, like, means of transportation. I would hate for something to become a burden for them rather than a blessing, really.
Right,
I don't
know.
That's my thought with the gift cards. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some people may call and want to make a financial donation, and you have had some people do that. Time is of the essence, though, because if you're going to do it that way, then Allison and Zanetta have to go shopping.
Not that we don't love shopping.
We love shopping. We do. But we got a lot of work to do and a lot of details surrounding all of these things. And that's just one of the jobs that we're trying to get done.
Yeah.
But, so if you make a financial donation, somebody actually did that today, and we thank you. It's a blessing, and we will use it towards the toys. We just have to go and shop for it. So, again, going back to what we said a minute ago, that it's just such a – I mean, I just am convinced that you will find joy in going and purchasing it yourself rather than donating financially. You know, putting your hands to something that's going to bless somebody else.
Yeah.
And going back real quick to the gifts and the older kids, because we mentioned some of the girl gifts. I met with a friend earlier for lunch, and she said, boys are just so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison mentioned earlier that somebody donated a kind of like a travel bag, I think, with the Axe body spray and I guess like
– it was like body wash and deodorant. It was all in one.
And so that's really, really good. They have those at a lot of places. Somebody just donated, too, like a kit with shaving creams and stuff like that. So they do have little gift sets for the older teenage boys. We've learned that tumblers for the guys and the girls are very popular. So, just to give you a few ideas.
Yeah.
I got another idea.
Okay.
Balls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
football,
And by the way, my daughters can throw a football with any boy.
Nice. I believe it. Yeah.
And I think I've said this before on the air. I used to tease my girls. I said, you throw like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd look at me and say, Dad, we won't throw it so hard next time.
Right.
That's awesome.
But I think that's something that everybody would enjoy.
Yeah.
And there's some of these games like where you use a little ball and maybe a paddle. They come in little sets. Mm-hmm. They're not real expensive.
Yeah.
Any of those kinds of things would be really fun.
Yeah. I love the idea of also inspiring a kid to find a new gift or talent within themselves. And you just never know if a kid has never had a soccer ball. They might not know that they're talented. Or some of the gifts that I personally love are the sketch pads with all of the utensils. Or that's not right. Not eating with it. like things like that where, you know, if they just never had the means to explore that within themselves, now you're giving them the opportunity to find something that they might love that they never knew that they loved. So I love gifts like that, too.
That's really good.
We are with Zanetta Crocker and Allison Acree. They are managing the Calvary Christmas Toy Drive. We're going to come back, and I'm going to confess one of my favorite things are coloring books.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk more about the Christmas Toy Drive. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, tell us some of the common misconceptions between what maintenance is required on a refrigerated air system versus maybe a swamp cooling system.
A really common misconception with refrigerated air is that you only need to have it maintained every 3 to 4 years. Refrigerated air should be maintained every year. There's a lot of different things that can go wrong with that could be prevented, because 90% of our repairs are lack of maintenance. It's deferred maintenance. It's dirty coils.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
We are commanded to make disciples, teaching them to observe all things Jesus instructed. CCF Bible College Shepherd School class does this at an exceedingly high level. It is a mentorship program for men to be trained in apologetics. theology, character, Bible study, leadership, and more. It is only one night a week and under $100 a month. Time is running out on this opportunity. Find out more and receive an application at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
Hey, Westside. My name is Drew Voss, and I'm the campus pastor at Calvary Church Westside. If you're looking for a small church community plus world-class Bible teaching, I want to invite you to church. We're a family-focused church. We have so much to offer your family, from kids to student ministries all the way to young adults. Check out one of our weekend services this Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. We're at the northeast corner of Corza, Montana. Calvary Church Westside, where church is family.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
We're sitting with the community outreach team, Zanetta and Allison with Calvary Church. We're talking about the Calvary Christmas toy drive. And they were making fun of me during the break because I had a blankie when I was a little kid. But that's a good gift.
Yeah.
A blanket with a really soft trim or whatever you call it around it.
Yes. And you could get a blanket for an infant. You could get one for, you know, a little bit older, but you could also get real nice fuzzy blankets for the teenagers. You know, those real big ones. Do they still make Snuggies?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
I loved my Snuggie.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I know what that is. Oh, Snuggie meant something different when I was in high school.
No, a Snuggie is with sleeves. So you can get in your blanket, but it has sleeves for your arms so you can move your arms around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, if they still have them.
So we didn't mention backpacks. That might be helpful to a lot of people because mm-hmm. they keep all their stuff in them. How about purses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I noticed that purses are like gigantic.
They're great.
It's like you keep everything in them, including the ball that you got for Christmas.
Yes. Anything and everything.
Yeah. I this is funny. One of my five children could juggle. So we gave him those three little kind of soft balls. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Can you guys juggle? I can't juggle. I have no hope.
Can juggle Walmart bags?
Walmart bags.
You know, like they just float around. So that's pretty easy. That's it.
Excellent.
That's all I got.
We'll have to try that when we get off the air.
We will. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though. If something floats in the air, giving you time to grab it, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely cheating.
But who has lots of toys? Walmart has toys. Target has mm-hmm. toys. The
Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Home Goods. I saw a lot at Home Goods recently, and those are very affordable stores, too, if you're thinking about staying, you know, closer in your budget. And then, like Allison mentioned earlier, if you, you know, if your budget's a little bit wider, you can go and get some more AirPods for the older kids. Somebody donated those, and we just wanted to cry. We're like, really? You know, and it's just cool to see what people drop in those boxes.
Okay, mm-hmm. here's a fun book for kids. Mm-hmm. Books. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there was some controversy about Dr. Seuss. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you on this program, I get my granddaughter's Dr. Seuss books.
Yes.
You know, and there was one that wasn't Dr. Seuss, but it was my oldest son's favorite book. It was called Are You My Mother?
Oh, I loved that book.
I know that book.
But he would say it this way. Are you my mother?
Oh.
That's when he was like two.
So cute.
But those are fun. Those are fun books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Books are great.
Yeah. Something else that we haven't mentioned yet are games, board games. We've gotten a decent amount of those, and those are fantastic for older kids. Monopoly, Life, Uno, different card games, things like that. And I actually was at Kohl's the other day. They have a huge display of games, and they were 50% off. I don't know if they still are, but that's definitely a place where it's affordable. You can get some Kohl's cash while you're at it.
That's right. Yeah, why didn't I think of games? Did you have a favorite game that you liked? I like Jenga.
Oh, yes, that was fun.
You pull the blocks up.
Yes, yes. My husband and I still play that. We started playing games, so games are great.
What about dominoes? Is that still a thing? People like those? Except now they have those dice or those dominoes that have like 8 jillion numbers on them.
Oh, wow.
They're no longer, you know, the double sixes used to be the biggest one.
Oh,
now it's like double 12s or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Dominoes are good. What was one? Sorry. That's a good game. And we can do that for younger kids, too, because that's a pretty easy game. In Trouble. Those are fun games for younger kids, too.
Yeah, those are fun. Kind of educational. Kind of make you think. A lot of them... Balderdash was one that I used to like.
Okay.
And Pictionary.
Pictionary is good.
Mm-hmm. Except my daughters would always get frustrated because it was always the girls versus the boys. I don't know why they ever did that. And guys have different brains. So you can draw like one line. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing with guys, they'll guess like 14 different things. You could draw one line and they'll go, bicycle, rocket ship, you know, whatever. And then the funny part is they'll get it half the time.
Uh-huh.
And the women are looking at it like
cheaters.
Yeah, you guys are cheating like crazy.
That's funny.
I think that's funny. Zanetta, you've got some deadlines. You're going to have a distribution on the 18th. How long will the drive go?
We are. So the distribution that's happening on the 18th, we are short toys right now, toys/gifts for the older kids. I think we're most short with the infants, the younger ones, and then with the older kids. If you are inclined to go shopping right now for your lunch break or this week, we would like to get them in. They have to be in by the 16th. The 17th is Friday, and we are going to organize them all on that day. And so we really need your help this week with that. And we really need wrapping paper donations and tape. You can pick that up anywhere. It doesn't, have to be expensive or anything like that. We really need that. We've asked for it. We received maybe a few. So we really need that. It's just nice to be able to give to the family so that they can wrap up those gifts. The entire toy drive, as far as collecting gifts, the last day for that will be Wednesday, December 22nd. And when you do bring those over here to the Calvary Osuna campus, there are big boxes around, a huge red toy box that you cannot miss right when you walk into the glass doors if you're not familiar with the campus. You can't miss it.
Yeah. And again, more ideas.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite toy, Allison, when growing up?
I was going to say currently.
Yes, currently and growing up.
I had this stuffed animal that I got as a gift when I got my tonsils out when I was 6. And I was obsessed with it. So stuffed animals are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name was Allie.
That's cute. That's why you've been inclined to that. You like the stuffed animals.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention stuffed animals, but that's a fun thing.
Yes. Stuffed animals are great.
Yeah. We've been getting huge
teddy bears. Again, we need to emphasize we need new toys.
New. Yes. Please. Please. Please new.
Please. Preferably unwrapped, too.
Oh, yes. Unwrapped for sure. Otherwise, we have to unwrap it.
Do you have a favorite toy that you remember, Zanetta?
I remember the first thing that came to my mind when you asked Allison that is I had a doll. Do you remember My Buddy?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You guys are going to have to look it up. It was called My Buddy, and it was a, like this doll that was like a, it was a boy, like a little boy doll. I don't know.
Aww.
And it was, I have this memory of these apartments that we lived in. I was carrying it and I was with my mom and there was a bunch of kids. I don't think maybe I was already older and I shouldn't have had the doll still. And there were some kids that were playing outside and I told my mom I to hold it for me. Because I thought they wouldn't know that it was mine. And as we walked by, they're, nice My Buddy doll, Zanetta. Like, but it was not good. They were picking on me. So you guys can feel sorry for me out there. Go find a My Buddy doll. I saw Pound Puppies are back. Do you remember those?
No,
Pound Puppies and like Cabbage Patch dolls. Those are like old school toys. We've been getting a lot of Care Bears.
Yeah.
Those are like toys when I was young.
Yeah. And they're fun. And they're special.
They're great.
And they're a friend to young people.
Yeah.
And you are low right now on younger toys for younger kids.
Younger zero to two. And then the older 13 to 18. Well, or is it
like
it's 9 to 18, really. We have those in two separate groups, like 9 to 12 and then 13 to 18. But those are always the ones where we just don't get enough.
Yeah. And again, drop those toys off hopefully by Wednesday if you can.
Yes,
that would be
please.
Really helpful. And that distribution is going to be made on Saturday the 18th out to some families that'll have a really special time giving those gifts to their kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for your ministry, ladies. I appreciate you joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.